This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life. We kick off hour number three of the program. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com and become a member for all your banking services. The official credit union of Three and Out, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. If you've been thinking about refinancing or just looking at new mortgage rates, check them out. You've got the Jumpstart Savings Account for the kids. Teach them how to save a little bit. Give you a good rate on the first $500. It's a great way to get them thinking about handling their money at an early age. It's the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union online at tvacreditunion.com.
You guys got big Cinco de Mayo plans for tonight?
No. I do not.
Okay.
No.
Celebrating tomorrow with my friends.
Tomorrow?
Yep. After overtime.
Tomorrow's Seis de Mayo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not going to be the right day.
But, I mean, some people, my roommate's got two exams tomorrow.
Mm.
I mean, I got to wake up early for the last show.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, Nate, you want some coffee tomorrow?
He's getting us gifts.
Yep.
Beverages.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We're all going to pop the top at the same time.
Okay.
Get him what you get me. You know what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen it. They're everywhere.
You want the caramel one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Black Rifle.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and just say it. Cut the check, though.
Callum said only 880 fans were allowed to see Louisville curb stomp Vandy last night. They have a 4,000-seat stadium.
If I'm not mistaken.
Coach, losing it.
Ever since our own Alex Comas deemed Jack Leiter his favorite player, he is 0-2 and a no decision.
He's not 0-2.
What is he?
0-1.
I think it's 0-2. And
now he got the no decision against us and then lost against Mississippi State.
Mm. Fascinating.
So he hasn't won. He's winless.
Wait, but who they play this week? Florida? Yeah, I got to look at Florida.
So yeah, that's the other loss.
Oh, he lost?
They lost 2 out of 3.
Yeah,
I don't know which day they lost.
Yeah, that was it. Sure.
We sure.
Apology accepted. Apology accepted. Apology accepted.
I trust Callum's stats over yours. I mean, you didn't even know they played. I mean,
no, I forgot they played because I was too focused on Tennessee because that's my job.
Oh goodness.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
You have to keep track of your hot takes, which it wasn't even a hot.
Well,
take.
In that case, everyone else is keeping track of it for him.
Right. Yeah. Fan Run Radio.
That's right. That's right. So.
It's all right. I'll take accountability.
No Cinco de Mayo plans for anybody here?
No.
You're not going to make some tacos, maybe a margarita, go out on the town?
No.
Everything's opening back up.
It's true. Thank goodness.
Big fan of fajitas, but every place is going to be packed today, man.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm with you.
So that's why Alex is going tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
But it's going to be packed today, but you're going to get good deals.
I am looking, like tonight, I'm getting back in the gym. Been out for a little over a week. Since I'd been sick. I'm looking forward to that. That doesn't have anything to do with Cinco de Mayo, but that's my plans this evening.
Okay. You got some Jack Leiter stats for me?
Yeah, he did pick up the L. He had a rough start against Florida.
Mm.
4 innings, 5 hits, 5 earned. Gave up 7 runs total, though.
He did?
Yeah, but...
He gave up 7 runs?
5 earned.
Ooh.
So defense wasn't bailing him out. He had 4 walks.
You hate to see it.
Only 4 strikeouts. It's not going to get it done.
You cursed him. How do you feel?
How did I curse him? What did I say?
He was doing really good until you said he's amazing. He's. I can't wait to watch him.
I mean, I
won't. I'm just saying.
He's still going to be a top 5 pick.
Okay. Might not pan out. That's all I'm saying. Might have jinxed him.
I might have jinxed him by saying he was better than Rocker so far this season, and then he has not been.
That was wrong. Yeah. Okay.
Year of the curse. It's like me in the Georgia State game.
Yep. That was your fault.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably for the best, really. all things considered.
Yeah. Now I wish we could. I could have jinxed him some more that season. We could have got rid of him then.
Yeah.
Florida kind of laid out a game plan on how to beat Vandy.
Yeah.
Because they knocked Leiter out after four innings. They knocked Rocker out after five innings. Like, I mean, that if that's what you got to do to beat Vandy is just get them to get to their bullpen early. I mean, surely we have to take from that if we do face Vandy in, you know, SEC tournament.
Oh, we will. Probably for the championship. How does?
Well, I don't know. Would
how does that work? Is it a winners and a losers bracket
for
SEC tournament?
Like double elimination?
Yeah. Is it double elimination?
It's weird. They ran the graphic the other day. They're doing single elimination first round.
Okay.
Then double elimination.
And then like a three
single elimination final or something.
So like if a team's undefeated, it's not a you got to beat them twice type thing.
Yeah. It was going along, I don't know, it was on SEC Network maybe over the weekend, and it was talking about how the format.
Gotcha.
It was not, it didn't sound normal, but I don't know. The bottom eight teams.
I'm not worried about that. We're tied for the top.
Yeah, sorry, that was in the blurb, so I went ahead and clicked on it. This says the regular season division winners claim the top two seeds,
mm-hmm.
and the next 10 teams by conference winning percentage, regardless of division, claim the remaining berths in the tournament. The bottom eight teams play single elimination opening round, followed by a double elimination format until the semifinals, when the format reverts to single elimination through the championship game. I guess this is the way they normally do it.
Well, it looks like here that the first four games, which are the 6 versus the 11 seed, the 7 versus the 10 seed, the 8 versus the 9,
that is
the
how they normally do it.
5
I'm
versus
sorry.
12. Those first four games are not double eliminations. So.
Right, they're single elimination. That is the way they normally do it. The way they wrote it on the bottom of the ticker the other day made it sound like it was some special COVID thing, but I think they just wrote it kind of a weird way. It made it sound like everyone played single elimination first round.
No.
And then it went to double, and then it went to back to single.
Gotcha.
But yeah,
the first
just,
the first four seeds.
Right.
They play the winner of those first four games.
Right.
You know,
first round bye, essentially, for the top four.
Yes.
Seeds.
Yeah. Yeah. The bottom eight.
But if they end up
elimination.
Losing, like they stay in the tournament, they
right.
play the loser of the other games
yeah.
in that first round of the first four seeds.
So the ticker said first round games are single elimination. It failed to mention that that's
the
only
top four get the bye.
Aren't in the first
yeah.
round at
yeah.
all. Because I thought they were. I thought it was on the ticker because this was a change, but apparently not.
Gotcha.
It was just a.
Yeah.
Infomercial thing, I guess.
Davey.
Mm.
Good morning. Are you prepared for the depot?
Actually, yes, I have everything.
You are fully
in order.
Prepared.
I have to do zero research during the break.
Do we know what? Do we get to know what's in store? Or is this going to be
a usual,
surprise?
It's a movie review.
It is
I
a movie
will,
review. Okay.
I will.
I started Knives Out last night.
I'll go
by
ahead
the
and
way.
Tell you.
You started it. You
started
didn't finish it.
It.
You're on the Alex.
No,
plan.
I got distracted. It was
did
good
you
start.
Enjoy the start? Okay.
Okay.
This movie, comedy, I don't know if you guys have actually seen it. Malibu's Most Wanted.
I have not seen it.
Mm.
Starring who?
This is Jamie Kennedy during his prime.
Did Jamie Kennedy have a prime?
Yes, this was it.
Who is Jamie Kennedy?
He's an actor. Okay, Malibu's Most Wanted.
You'd recognize him if you saw him, Alex.
You got your fact of the day.
Yes, actually, I really like
you
that
have banger
too.
Of the day.
Yes.
Did you actually create gambling picks for the people today?
Yes, I have the pick I'm going to give. It's actually going to be a baseball pick.
Okay. How's the baseball model doing?
3-0. Well, actually 6-0 the last 3 days, but
oh, wow.
I wasn't Friday. I didn't put it on action.
Would that be? Because were you nervous? A little nervous?
I was still kind of working with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then Saturday, I don't think I had one until last night. Had the Red Sox run line and they won 11-7. Never in doubt, except for that one time during the top of the eighth whenever bases were loaded and they only had one out. And they were only up 3.
Mm.
But they got out of it. I didn't watch. I just saw that whenever I went to the app.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Proud of you.
It's Davey. It's the Depot. It's next. It's that time of the day of the week. It's Davey. It's the Depot. It is the
Davey Depot.
Brought to you by Davey Hudson.
Cut the check.
Still currently looking for a sponsor. I understand sometimes you don't want to be tied to things such as stories about Hitler's sex life, but you know, we'll keep searching. Maybe one day we'll find somebody willing to kind of take on risk. So I'll just jump into it. Today's fact of the day.
Fact of the day.
Everyone knows who Abraham Lincoln was. I would say most of you all know that John Wilkes Booth was the person who shot him, but a name you probably are not familiar with is John Frederick Parker.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, well, you should, because he's the reason Abraham Lincoln's dead. So, well, I mean, really like John Wilkes Booth, but I did not realize this until recently when I was watching a story on it. But so Abraham Lincoln's bodyguard left his post at Ford's Theater, excuse me, got to put the plural on that, to go for a drink.
Mm. Like a water?
No. So
like a whiskey.
Yeah. Mm. Went to the saloon. All right, so you already know that Abraham Lincoln was shot and killed by John Wilkes Booth while watching a performance at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. It doesn't say this. I was trying to think. What, my cousin,
Vinny.
Sally?
Oh.
Well, Alex, find out what the name of the play Abraham Lincoln was at when he got shot. It's like My Cousin something. So he got killed while he was watching the performance at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. on April 14th, 1865.
Our American cousin.
Okay. All right. I had the cousin part. All right. But what you might not have been aware of is that the president had a bodyguard named John Frederick Parker with him on that fateful night. This is according to the Smithsonian Magazine. Unfortunately, Parker was a police officer with a less than stellar reputation.
Hmm.
After arriving 3 hours late for his shift, the officer left his post protecting the president to get a drink at the Star Saloon next door to the theater. It was during this time that Booth entered the box seats where Lincoln was sitting and later assassinated.
Sad. So it was a bodyguard?
Mm-hmm.
You think he could have actually stopped it? Ah. Carry on. Sorry. Good fact of the day.
Probably would have been more difficult.
What was his name again?
John Frederick Parker.
John Frederick.
JFP. I don't know if that's what he went by, but that's just the initials when you take John Frederick Parker and you put it together. All right. So my banger of the day, The Cave by Mumford & Sons.
Mm. Ring, ding, 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 ding,
ring, ding, ding. Really?
It's empty in the valley of my heart.
I mean, I know a lot of people kind of like the indie style that Mumford & Sons have. It's kind of got that folk style to it. But
it did until they
ruined it. Yeah, I was going to say, like, they
first album was amazing. Babel was good. And then when they did what Bob Dylan did. They went rock and roll, and it was like, nope.
Nothing.
No thanks.
Nothing even touches The Cave, in my opinion. Like, I mean, I know they had some other songs that were very popular after the fact, but like, The Cave was what put them on my radar, and it was really the only thing that kept me there. And then once I realized they're never going to top this, and it just was downhill from there for them. But it's a great song. I just really kind of the way it builds throughout.
What about Little Lion Man?
It's okay, but it doesn't reach the same.
Good.
I Will Wait. I like that one, but again, it doesn't.
Little Lion Man is actually the number one song according to iTunes by Mumford & Sons.
Mm.
I Will Wait is 2. The Cave is 3. I'm with you, though. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a banger. It's a good song. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, gambling update. The only pick I had last night, Boston Run Line, I told you about it. But for tonight, I am going with the Padres. Run line, they're taking on the Pirates.
Padres and Pirates, got it?
Yeah. I was able to get the run line at plus 100 on DraftKings. I think it was like minus 105 on FanDuel. Little cut. It's still moving, but yeah, that's what I was able to get it around, just in case you're also curious. But Brubaker versus Darvish. So,
got that, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure.
There might be some more stuff later on. I did have a hockey pick for tonight. Almost forgot about that. St. Louis puck line, plus 105. They're taking on Anaheim. Anaheim sucks. So that probably means they'll, I don't know, find a way to upset me tonight. But the numbers are all saying very strongly in favor of St. Louis winning by at least two goals. And at this point, I will now transition into the movie review for today, which is Malibu's Most Wanted. It's had a cast that I look back on, I was like, oh, this is actually a really good cast at the end of the day. Movie came out in 2003, stars Jamie Kennedy, but also has Taye Diggs, Anthony Anderson, Snoop Dogg even made an appearance.
Mm.
And I can't, it was Damian Wayans, but.
Damon.
No. Damian Wayans. Not one of the main.
Not one of the Wayans.
Wayans brothers. Wayans. Also, well, it's the same family. They have.
There's like 50 of them.
There's a ton of them, and they did a load of movies in like the early, mid 2000s. Like, I mean, you couldn't turn on a movie without seeing a Wayans. Mm-hmm. And then even.
You ever seen Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood?
Classic I have seen Wayans parts
movie.
Of it.
Classic Wayans movie. That's probably my favorite one. Loke Dog.
This movie
Ashtray.
Has 31% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Sounds
it's,
about
it's
right.
It's a comedy. Comedies don't get good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
They do if they're funny.
No.
Or good. Sorry.
You're all right.
Sorry. Continue
I was also looking up Damon Wayans Jr. is in New Girl. He's like really the only one that's been able to kind of keep something going as of late.
Mm.
So he did Let's Be Cops. That's kind of a funny movie. But anyway. Back to Malibu's Most Wanted. So
yes.
Jamie Kennedy.
Staying on task.
Yeah. Jamie Kennedy grew up on the streets. The streets, you might ask, the streets of Malibu. Mm. All right. His dad is actually a very prominent Jewish businessman who is running for governor of California. His name's Bill Gluckman. And Bill, really strong campaign. There's one problem. The image that his son, Bradley Gluckman, who goes by B-Rad. Again, this is early 2000s. The stereotypes are definitely there.
B-Rad.
But B-Rad, Jamie Kennedy, is an eyesore for the family.
Mm.
He is what is standing in the way, at least for the advisors of Bill Gluckman, is to winning the governorship. Is that how you'd say it? The governor? The
gubernatorial race?
The governorship? Yeah. I don't know.
Governor.
I don't know. We'll go with that. So
it's like black sheep, but different.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what they end up doing is the
that's a good movie.
The advisory team for Mr. Gluckman hire two actors, Taye Diggs and Anthony Anderson, to pretend to basically be from the hood, kidnap B-Rad, and try to basically quote unquote scare him white. But Anthony Anderson, Taye Diggs, they're two actors that pretty much they give off no semblance of they had a rough upbringing. They're from the hood, so they're trying to act the entire time as far as like really sell this point
acting
home.
Acting tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I guess to give a better picture of B-Rad, he is basically a wannabe Eminem. I mean, it's 2003, so Eminem had been on the scene. That's kind of the idea they're pushing of like, all right, well, who's someone we can compare him to? And so as you watch this movie unfold, what ends up happening is while they do kidnap Jamie Kennedy, B-Rad, and they take him to the hood, they go to the part where it's not that bad. They have some ploys where they're like, all right, well, we're going to rob this convenience store. But then Anthony Anderson and Taye Diggs actually forget to go in ahead of time and pay the clerk to know that this is a setup. So that kind of leads to some shenanigans. And they just kind of keep on going. He ends up actually being in a rap battle, and it goes
like an
terrible
underground rap battle.
Underground rap battle,
like
yeah.
8 Mile.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So it's like that's where the Eminem ties
so
in.
So there's B-Rabbit and B-Rad. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So is
it like a spoof of 8 Mile? Kind of.
I wouldn't.
Not. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a lot of like allusions to it.
I think 8 Mile came out after the fact.
Interesting.
Well, okay. Alex, look that up. What year did 8 Mile come out? I want to say that was 2004. This was 2003. So,
8 Mile was 2002.
Oh, then I stand corrected. Yet there were probably a lot of spoofs.
They're borrowing a lot from 8 Mile.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like there's one part where it's like, I mean, you'd always know when I say this, you say that. Of course, B-Rad gets up there and he's like, "Yo, I'm representing the streets of Malibu." He's like, "When I say Mally, you say boo." And then of course they all just start booing him. And
pretty good.
He's not exactly fitting in well.
Dad joke.
But. Yeah. And I mean, I mean, this is a guy, he's like, yo, I can rap about anything. And so Chandra, who becomes his love interest in the film, is like, okay, well, like, hit me with something. So he's just sitting in the car. He's like, yo, I can rap about anything. Like, traffic, looking for my chapstick, feeling kind of caustic. There's a full Maverick. Like, it is just the absolute worst.
That is actually pretty good.
But anyway, so things go south when Chandra's, an associate of hers, they didn't date, but they know each other. And he still has feelings for her, but of course, B-Rad's like trying to put the moves on Chandra. And so this entire time, that guy's actually a member of a gang, and B-Rad gets on his bad side, and it's that's one of the weigh-ins, the main guy. His name's Tech in the movie. But so Tech gets it off, but eventually—
This Tech Knight?
B-Rad finds out that Anthony Anderson and Tay Diggs were hired to kidnap him, and what the idea was to make him scared to where he would act normal. Yeah, act normal. And I was about to say act white, but I was like, I don't know if I should say that, but anyway, I just said it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said that.
As this happens, he's like, oh man, well, this is all a setup. But it actually turns out that he gets involved in the middle of an actual gang war, and so he thinks it's all a setup, but it's actually real. So there's one part where he actually just grabs two, I think it was like semi-automatic machine guns. I really can't remember. It might have been like an Uzi or whatever. But he basically just gets up on top of a car, and he's like just playing into it. And he's like, King Kong, ain't got nothing on me. You've probably heard that
Denzel
before.
Washington trained
him. Yes. Yeah. And so, but of course, he's taking it from that. And so, but then Tech and his gang are like, oh man, like this guy goes hard. And so he then ends up getting to the point where he's like offered a position in the gang. And really his father finds out like what all has happened. And he is like, I need to save my son. Cause like there's some drama that actually kind of like unfolds where it's we need to get him out of the situation. But if he ends up like firing some of his people on the PR team where they're just like, no, this is a good thing. Like we need him out of the way. And then he's like, what are you talking about? And so, ultimately, the comedy has a good ending, but it's a lot of funny scenes throughout. I would recommend it. I give it a thumbs up. Just a thumbs up. I mean, it's a comedy. I love how they start off the film.
Like, a thumb up?
A thumb up.
A thumb up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said a thumbs up, so I was like, is that two thumbs?
No, just one
thumb. A thumb.
I mean, you get the idea very early on, like, just based off how B-Rad talks is like where this movie
is going.
It's
a dumb movie.
Yeah, it's just like a dumb comedy that really takes off. They start off, and one of the things he's talking about, like trying to paint this illusion of like what Malibu is like, and he's like, and in the boo, everybody got a 9, and they just cut to a guy on the golf course with a 9-iron. It's rather humorous.
Is his character modeled after the Can't Hardly Wait guy?
I've seen that movie. Would that be Seth Green's character?
Yes. Similar.
I get that vibe, but I don't think they tried to draw that comparison, but you could make that.
Okay.
That's another really good movie, Can't Hardly Wait.
Very good movie.
Classic. What was that, 1998?
Sounds about right, give or take.
Nick Swardson is also part of like Jamie Kennedy's crew in Malibu's Most Wanted. They got Cal Penn. So both of those guys like later went on to have pretty successful careers. I mean, this was early on for them. Cal Penn's the guy from Harold and Kumar. He actually ended up going back, like he served as a member of Barack Obama's team in the White House. Like he went from actor to like actually having a high ranking position within politics. So
I mean, he was a Designated Survivor.
He took a break from acting while he was doing like political stuff. But Cal Penn, he gets in that, and they of course I think they make him out to be Iraqi in that. Again, a lot of stereotypes.
Iraqian.
I guess so.
I think it's just Iraqi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sorry,
Iraqi.
I'm just looking at these quotes from the movie. It's like you couldn't do
that's
any
good
of this anymore.
Yeah, no, he couldn't. Canceled. That was the depot.
Great job as always, Davey. Really enjoyed
he
it.
He don't kill you.
That's you really cracked it, you know?
The Davey Depot. We'll come back
don't
with
be hating.
More
I got a
talk.
PhD, poser hating degree.
Now.
More Hour 3, Three and Out. This segment brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com and make your appointment. Take care of your teeth, folks.
Good advice.
West Knoxville, easy to get to. It's the
house telling you to close your eyes. I've seen them twice.
Really?
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah.
It's a good show?
Oh, yeah. First one was much better. It was right when their first album came out. I saw them.
It was at the Ryman.
No. That was the second time I saw them. I'll get into that in a second. I saw them in Burlington, Vermont. Awesome. Great. Sound quality, excellent. The Ryman, terrible sound quality. I was kind of underneath the upper deck a little bit.
Yeah.
It just didn't sound good. I was very disappointed. My first time in the Ryman.
It's no Bijou.
It's not. No Tennessee Theater, that's for sure.
I've never seen an actual concert at the Tennessee Theater, but I've seen
I think I've only
numerous
seen
stand-ups.
I've seen two. I went and saw the Dirty Governors and Pussifer. Alex, you're right. It's a band name. What?
Hey, he just kind of
what?
Yeah, he just kind of, you know, sophomore humor with him. You know, I said he was gonna graduate and become a man. Apparently, we're a little
well,
ways
he's got to graduate first.
Yeah, I was
we're
just looking at my phone
away.
And I heard something.
Pussifer?
Yep.
It's a band. Because that was a great show. That was an awesome
caught
show.
Caught my attention.
Naturally.
What do you think of this Nate Oates golf swing?
It's a good thing he's a basketball guy. Because that is brutal.
It looks like he's not teeing it up at all. With his
Charles
driver.
Barkley would be proud of that swing.
Yeah. That's not a. I don't think that's a modern driver. It looks like a 3-wood or
it does.
Five-wood.
I thought it was a 3-wood.
Actually, it's. Yeah, it might even be kind of a more of a hybrid. So I don't know if he's got it teed up just a smidge or if he's trying to hit it off the deck, but nice little beginner kind of a, not really a worm burner. I mean, it kind of a hydroplane slice, you know,
little rise there. Oh,
like if, yeah, if it was on a flat ground, it probably would have got about 2.5 feet off the ground. Just kind of like a little, little beginner slice tail on it. Looking good.
Beginner. What are you saying?
What?
That's what I have.
Well, that was the beginner slice. It's going hard, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you got the when your slice is going bad, it's a beginner slice.
Then I have to control it. Set up way left. And just fly that bad boy back onto the fairway.
It is amazing how you can hit that thing way out there and just bring it back.
I shape my shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like to work the ball.
I have one shape.
Hard right?
It's not. I mean, I've hit them hard right. I had one go like I swear it did a 90-degree turn, like
my friend almost died when his wife on the par three hit one off the toe of the club. So like
it went straight.
Like we thought we were standing behind her.
Mm.
Apparently, my buddy was. Just barely at 90 degrees, and the thing, it went straight off her club. Like she swung, you know, one direction, and that ball went perpendicular.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit the front edge of the cart, which was sitting, you know, even with the tee box.
Did it kick forward?
And it bounced like a bouncy ball. Like it
under
like,
the cart.
It,
and
like, hit the roof, hit the floor of the cart, popped back up towards the roof. It was a trick shot. It was some talent.
I'm sure it was intentional.
And he was standing kind of at the back edge of the cart, like holding, you know, where the handrail is kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, oh. Pretty impressive.
Alex, you want to play golf next week?
I'd be down.
You buy us coffee tomorrow. We'll take you for a round of golf. Davey can come. He doesn't golf, but he can ride around.
Yeah, I'd be down.
I don't know. Davey's been so busy lately with all the Zoom calls.
We got to take Matt, too.
We owe
Matt a golf trip.
Zoom on the phone. You got to quit zooming on the computer, man. You got to zoom on the phone. That way you can just get around, be mobile.
I think they'd get mad if they saw me driving on the call.
Oh, really?
Hands-free state, bro.
But you got to stand or something.
It's a liability
right?
issue.
What?
He's
You can't.
He's
why?
Being responsible.
They don't,
let him be responsible.
They don't want you doing meetings while you're
you gotta
driving.
Focus.
Like,
you got to focus.
Don't you have stuff to do? Don't you have, like, work? Or that is,
what
that's
mean?
Supposed to be the work, is you sit there for hours and hours. Just
I mean, I can do, like, other things behind, like, if it's not.
Dumb your head to a meeting.
Nothing's in person. That's the problem.
That's a good point by him. Kind of got you there.
Mm. I got a buddy. He just, you know, he goes out golfing, takes work calls, just puts it on mute, sets it beside the tee box, hits his shot, picks it back up, takes it off mute, and just keeps on talking.
I think I played with him.
It's pretty impressive,
right?
Really. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Thought so.
Can't write him out, though.
No. Can't do that.
My Kevin plan hasn't taken off.
I'm sorry?
Kevin plan, you know, like.
What's the Kevin plan?
Yeah.
What's the Kevin plan?
Trying to save time by saying less words, you know, like.
Why say many words when few words do trick?
Yeah.
What's the exact phrase? Why say?
So, well, it starts off and.
Just the.
Jim asks him a question. He goes, yes, me do. And basically they think he's had a stroke. Kevin, do you feel okay? You feel good. Body strong. Sleep big last night.
Sleep big.
And he's like, me mechanic, not speak English, but he know what me mean when me say car no go, and we best friends, so me think, why waste time? Say lot word when few word do trick.
It's a classic line.
Uh-huh.
Classic line.
Kevin, at most you're saving a microscopic amount of time. Many small time. Make big time. What are you going to do with all that time, Kevin? See world? Kevin,
world?
Kevin, you can't possibly save enough time to see the world. Kevin, wait, are you saying see the world or sea world? Sea world. Oceans, fish, jump, China. No, see, like right there, that's the problem with your method, because I still don't know if you're saying sea world or see the world, and it's taking a lot of time to explain it. Not me fault. classic.
Oh, man.
Good segment.
Sheesh. I just want to go watch The Office.
We can call it a day right now if you want.
Well, we got one segment left.
Okay.
We'll bring it back next.
Final segment of the program.
If you miss any portion, check out the podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes.
People in the notifications are
kind of taking the blame for Tennessee's failures over the years, and curses and
really?
Whatnot. Yeah, Austin Ball says he became a fan in 09, so you basically blame him for everything.
Yep, his fault. Mm-hmm. Can't argue with that logic.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Really?
Not big news, but I mean it's. The first of 259 NFL draft picks is signing today. Jets fifth-round pick, former Auburn safety Jamien Sherwood, is signing today per his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. Per Adam Schefter.
Wait. Turn your mic on if you're going to talk. Yeah. What it?
It is
on. It's not.
Sarah's. No, sad.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Austin bought season tickets for the first year when we lost to Georgia State.
Woof.
So it became a
Please
fan
don't
in
forget 09 that I am a season ticket holder.
And bought season tickets.
He became a fan in 09?
And then bought season tickets for Pruitt's year two.
Mm.
You know, thinking, all right, year two, you know, going to be better.
That's a bad welcome to the game right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, wow. You want to talk about a bad beat?
What's that?
So this guy... This was on FanDuel, but he had a 16-leg parlay that missed by one, and it was an alternate point selection for DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre only had to score 3.5 points.
And he didn't do it?
He didn't get four.
How much would they win?
It was a $10 bet. The odds were...
Well, did he get his money back? Because they do that parlay insurance. Yeah. Parlay. If one leg misses...
Yeah. He might have got his money back, but, I mean, the odds were
what would
over 46,000.
3.5 points?
Oh. That hurts.
I feel bad for that guy.
I don't feel sorry.
Your mic's not working. Yeah. I don't know.
You got to work, check the connections, maybe heal on the table a little bit, something.
Make sure it's plugged in.
Yeah. Is it on?
That's okay.
Like the actual
We're almost done here anyway.
It's a good thing you're going to be back tomorrow. Yeah, hate for that to have been your last segment.
Don't forget our coffee.
See, now you have that bad feeling that you can try to talk, but every time you do and fail, it's just another embarrassing moment for you.
Yeah, it's not on. I can normally hear it when you turn. Nope.
Yep.
No chance.
Billy Statue.
What did you do?
He used to hate that. That happened occasionally.
Will would do it from time to time.
Yeah. Will's always seemed to work. I don't know. Well, the mic liked Will the most. It happened to Billy the most. Like, we'd go out, I think.
I heard something there.
Yeah. The odds were over 46,000, but the payout would have been $4,600.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't even care about this guy anymore. Only $4,600.
Yeah, I'm making more than that on Doge.
That's true.
You're big day for Doge.
You're Doge rich.
I love how you just keep like setting yourself up to have to pay more taxes.
Oh, I mean, I'm paying taxes on money that I am making. I'm only investing with profits at this point. But if I never take the profits out, they're not realized, and I don't have to pay taxes on them. I don't think.
You'd never have money.
One day. Whenever, you know. Except my E-Trade account, because they won't give me my money.
Right, that money just sits there forever. It's kind of like...
If anyone has a connection with E-Trade...
It's kind of like KUB in a business account.
Did you call
yet?
Try calling again?
3-hour wait. I don't have that kind of time.
But why don't you try again? See if.
Well, I just want to know why they won't respond to an email or a help message.
That's what that's supposed to be for.
Yeah. It's like customer service, contact us, but there's no service or recontact after I do the initial contact. So, get that going. It's a bad thing.
Or you could just sit in line like normal people.
For 3 hours, Alex? I don't think so.
Wow. Notice the Furman football schedule poster's already up, so these FCS teams are just, they're coming right out of the spring schedule, going in the fall schedule.
That's a thing, huh?
I guess so.
2 years ago, took the screenshot.
Looks full, too.
Apologies.
11 games.
Oh, wait, I wrote this art. Never mind. Sorry. This was my final thesis. I was just like, what was I writing this about? And the joke was more of the fact that I quoted my, or I cited myself in my paper by basically just taking something off the radio because I was running short on sources. So I just took my own comments off the radio and were technically able to source them to myself for my paper that I then wrote.
Okay.
I think that's allowed. I mean, if I do a research study and then I follow it up with another research study, I can refer back to my own work, right?
Yeah.
Due to poor business decisions, Tennessee was paying former football coach Butch Jones and his staff, former AD John Curry, and former Chancellor Beverly Davenport over $14 million to no longer work for the university.
Source, 3 and out, Davey Hudson.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I did.
Nailed it.
Also, on top of that, we're having to pay Jeremy Pruitt's new staff.
And Kevin Steele. Don't forget Kevin Steele. It's cool. Almost $1 million there.
Is Tennessee going to get a black jersey this year?
No.
That was a quick answer. Are you sure? Weren't we supposed to wear it last year for the Kentucky game? And then everything got moved around?
Yeah. Maybe there is one. I don't know. You think Heupel's going to be like more Oregon or more like Penn State?
Can't we be like a nice, like Oklahoma has like the throwback new?
We can. Those are the opposites.
I don't want to be Oregon, but
you know,
I also.
Joe Pa wouldn't let them put their name on the back, and then Oregon has a different uniform for every game. So where are we on the spectrum?
Let's mix it up. Let's go white cleats, white socks.
We need to do everything opposite of Pruitt.
Agree.
White cleats.
That'd be black socks, but we don't want to do that.
We've already gone with the gray quarterback jerseys instead of the.
The red?
No, the black. He has in the black.
Pruitt did?
Jerseys, yeah.
7 years ago.
I'm fine with the gray jerseys coming back. I didn't mind them.
We'll see.
Punter is a prolific scorer. He is excited to be at Tennessee. We want guys that want to be here.
What are you reading?
I'm just reading basically my history on
this day.
It's
been a throwback edition of the show, so we should wrap it up with some throwback uniforms. Should they just go? See, Tennessee's throwback uniforms will be cool because.
Oh, football. Here we go. 7 years ago. I may have grown up in Michigan, but I'm from Tennessee.
Is that Butch Jones?
Yes, it is. Per the Vol Football account.
Good Lord.
Jones, we are bringing in Adam Pac-Man Jones to speak to our team. Now, there's many examples you can bring in to talk about character.
That was great. That was a great. You've been yawning. Are you okay? You
not
know this is a
that.
This is a radio show.
I had a good finish to the show, and Davey just blew it. I think throwback uniforms for Tennessee would be pretty cool because they're not going to look like crazy. They're not gonna. It's not gonna be.
They need to do a mock-up of like the very first uniform we ever wore, which was black.
It's not gonna be when the like the Steelers or the Packers do.
Plackers.
Yeah, the
bring the show full circle.
The Green Bay Plackers.
It's amazing how often we do that accidentally.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they go to those alternate uniforms. You don't even know which team it is, so you kind of have to see.
Like
see
those Steelers,
what, yeah,
Bumblebee unis.
So for the Vols, I mean, you know, for the most part, you can do some throwbacks that still look good. Still,
yeah.
You know, have the orange that pops. And
I was born in Michigan, but I'm from Tennessee.
He is so dumb.
From Arkansas now.
Yeah, now he's from Arkansas for sure.
He definitely fits more in Arkansas with the, you know, with the red face and the smoking and all that. You know, in fact, he's an idiot.
Cherry Swisher Sweet. Like a pack
of those
a day.
Some of the ones that Biden's going to ban, or is that different? I don't know.
Bro, they're probably going to get banned. Menthols,
guy.
Too.
Yeah. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.